This recording of the Lotus Source practice invites us to open to the brief form of the written practice revealed as a treasure text by the first Kuldon Turchin Rinpoche, Nuden Dorje Drupan Limpa Drolo Tsal. This is a very effective method to find oneself in the actual state of Padmasambhava. It was prepared according to the instructions of the fourth Kuldon Turchin, Chime Rigzin. The full benefits of the practice will only be revealed if one gains the ripening initiation according to the lineage. However, Chime Rigzin told James Lowe many times that faith was the main element of the initiation, and that if people of good heart and clear intention truly wished to practice yet were unable to gain the initiation, then their heartfelt practice would still be beneficial and they should be supported in their desire. It is for this reason that this practice is offered here. A recording of a full explanation of this text is available on the Simply Being website, www.simplybeing.co.uk. The details are important since we need to absorb the actual practice as revealed and not smother it in our own projections and interpretations. Pure intention, the wish to liberate all beings, is the very heart of this practice, and this text shows how to maintain clarity when we arise from the meditation cushion and engage with others in all the complexity of our social life together. There is no event or circumstance which cannot be integrated with the practice. Whatever arises is the path. Lotus Source Practice. Initial Request. Precious Jewel, our unfailing refuge. Kind Pema from Odiana. Please bless us with the rapid fulfillment of precisely what we pray for. 7-line prayer. Where north and west meet in the land of Odiana, upon the stem and stamen of a lotus, are you, who have the marvellous supreme accomplishment, lotus source of great renown, with a retinue of many Dakinis around you. Following and relying on you, we do your practice. Therefore, in order to grant your blessings, please come here. Guru, Lotus Source, grant us accomplishment. Recite this 3 times. Taking Refuge. Salutation. You are my noble Guru, encompassing all the sites of refuge. From now on, until enlightenment is gained, I and all sentient beings wandering in the 6 realms of samsara take refuge in the mandala of our aware Guru. Recite this 3 times. Developing infinite altruism. Ho! In order to benefit all sentient beings, aware Guru, I will do your practice and, removing the sufferings of all beings in the 6 realms, I will establish them on the level of the aware Guru. Recite this 3 times. 7-branch practice. by salutations, offerings and confession, and by rejoicing at the merit of others, beseeching Dharma teaching, and requesting the Buddhas not to leave. Whatever small amount of virtue I have collected by doing this, I dedicate it all for the enlightenment of all beings. Sweet rainfall of the transformative elixir of wisdom, which is the special practice of the eight forms of lotus source in the very secret awareness-abiding complete guru section of the profound meaning of the indestructible heart. Salutation to the Guru and the assembled Dakinis. I am the skull-garlanded one from the land of Odhyana, who has visited all the holy places of India and Nepal and, having engaged with many scholars and adepts, entered many tantric mandalas. I have received all the necessary empowerments and instructions. All aspects of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of every time and place are complete in me, and I am without desire and free of any fault. I was born on a lotus in the great ocean as the unequalled apparition. I have shown many magical forms and have been active in the eight great charnel grounds. When I emanated my eight manifestations, I became known as the Guru with eight names. There are three parts to this practice: the preparations, the main part, and subsequent part. Firstly, as preparation, you should go to an isolated place and arrange all the items necessary for practice. Having completed taking refuge and developing an altruistic intention, you should imagine Lotus Source in the sky, just before and above you, and earnestly recite the following prayer. Visualize deity. Before me, on a lotus, sun and moon, I imagine Lotus Source, the aware. Prayer. Ah, worthy teacher, so rare and precious, all the Buddha's body, speech, mind and qualities are fully present in you. Please bless your child, who prays to you, and fulfill my wishes. Recite this three times. Mantra. Omahum Benzaguru Pemma Zidihum. Indestructible three-mode Guru, Lotus Source, grant us accomplishment. This mantra should be recited 100, or 1,000, or 10,000, or 100,000 times. The seven-line prayer can also be recited many times here. Receiving the four initiations. At the Guru's forehead, throat and heart, light manifests in the form of letters, Om, Ah, Hung, and flows into me. I receive the four initiations. My obscurations are purified, and the five kayas and the five original knowings manifest in me. Precious Guru, please hear me. There is an option in the practice at this point. If you have time, practice as follows. Then imagine that Lotus Source is smiling radiantly at you. He comes to the top of your head, and from the feet up and the head down, he dissolves gradually or instantaneously, whichever is easier for you, into a ball of light which is absorbed through the crown of your head and descends into your heart. Your body, which is now a body of light, merges into the ball of light so that your body, speech and mind become inseparably merged into the Guru's body, speech and mind, like water poured into water. Now, the ball of light, your union, which is the sole focus of attention, becomes smaller and smaller until it vanishes. Now, there is only simple, infinite openness. Remain in that state without doing anything at all, at ease, calm and relaxed. Then allow appearance to gradually occur without adopting or rejecting. Then continue with the practice, reciting from, "In an instant of recollection, I become," which follows. If you have less time, omit this visualization and continue as follows. Lotus Source melts into my heart. My awareness becomes the letter Hrihi. The main practice, visualizing oneself. In an instant of recollection, I become Lotus Source, pink in color, with an expression that is both peaceful and angry. Holding a vajra and a skull cup, I wear a lotus hat. Dressed in a tunic, red dharma robes, and a cloak, I sit on a lotus with a moon cushion. The form I imagine and the actual form are instantly inseparable. Om Ah Hung Benzaguru Bema Siddhi Hung. Recite the mantra many times. The seven-line prayer can also be recited many times here. This concludes the mantra recitation of the awareness abiding Guru. The practice, and you in your practice of it, are protected within infinite presence beyond objectification. Vajra vows, triple seal, treasure seal, hidden seal, profound seal, secret seal, mantra. It is like this. Offerings. We offer the forms of emptiness, drinking water, feet washing water, flowers, incense, lamps, perfumed water, food, sound. Praise. Hung. The Guru, without artifice or elaboration, is the intrinsic mode. The Guru of great happiness, master of Dharma, is the enjoyment mode. The lotus-born Guru is the apparitional mode. We salute and praise you, the Vajradhara, having these three modes. Many aspects within the domain of practice have been taught for the series of the very secret, awareness-abiding, complete Guru belonging to the profound secret heart. Here, from the general and specific practices of the Guru's eight forms, I have shown this path in order to benefit the faithful. Learn the preparations and the main part as I have shown. The third part comprises the subsequent stages. Subsequent to the previous practice, one should experience all that is seen, heard, and arises in the mind to be the body, speech, and mind of the Guru. With faith and devotion, abide in this with unwavering, one-pointed focus. The quality of emptiness and happiness will arise effortlessly. Whatever activity you commence will lead all manner of beings to liberation in the limitless infinity of original knowing. You will be at home in the sky over the land of Odhyana. Your hopes of ascending will be fulfilled, and your fears of descending to the states of woe will be ended. Each action and each intention is within the infinity of infinite hospitality, as openness and original knowing are always inseparable. Indestructible vows, seal, 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 transcendent seal, profound seal, hidden seal, secret seal, all in infinity. I, Nudan Dorje Dropan Limpa Drolotsal, found this treasure text in So Village, Demcho Dorje Shuchang Mountain. When you begin to arise from that state, as regards the objects of our vision, the appearances of absolutely all the outer and inner entities that constitute the universe and its inhabitants, we maintain the state in which they appear, yet without being grasped at as something inherently real. For in fact, they are the divine forms of clarity and emptiness, pure and inherently untainted by the false notions of graspable objects and grasping mind. We pray to the Guru who self-liberates desire. We pray to Lotus Source of Odhyana. As regards the objects of audition, the audible occurrences comprising all the sounds that we grasp at as being either pleasant or unpleasant, we remain in the state of sound and emptiness that is free of all conceptual interpretation. For in fact, they are sound and emptiness, the unborn and uninterrupted speech of the Buddha. We pray to the Buddha's speech of sound and emptiness. We pray to Lotus Source of Odhyana. As regards the objects of our mentation, these restless movements of thoughts imbued with the five poisons, no matter what occurs, we do not enter upon the intellect's contrivance of awaiting future thoughts and following after past thoughts. By leaving the restless movement in its own place, we are liberated in the intrinsic mode. We pray to the Guru of self-liberating awareness. We pray to Lotus Source of Odhyana. With the purification of all that appears as the outer objects of grasping and the liberating of the grasping mind within, we awaken to our own intrinsic face of clear illumination. By the kindness of the Buddhas of the three times, may I and all beings be blessed with liberation from our sense of self. Wake up to impermanence. body, speech, mind. Great Guru, actualize all accomplishments. Although I know worldly appearances to be illusory, I still grasp at these bewildering appearances as if they had real existence. My afflictions and their subtle traces are not yet empty for me. I awake to the self-eradication of hope and desire. Body, speech, mind, great Guru, actualize all accomplishments. Towards the impermanent manifestations of the bad actions of this debased period, renunciation arises, and I discard the objects of my hopes and desires. Yet, later on, I am troubled by the suffering arising from desire for the things that make me happy. I awake to the self-eradication of desire and craving. Body, speech, mind, great Guru, actualize all accomplishments. Great methods for making clear the nature of the afflicting three poisons have been taught by the Buddhas in many instructions. Yet I helplessly fall under the power of subtle karmic traces that are so difficult to abandon. I awake to the self-eradication of bad actions. Body, speech, mind, great Guru, actualize all accomplishments. Outer situations, inner situations, and suddenly occurring situations all arise from the root of belief in duality. I know this now, yet I am not free from the power of Mara. I awake to the arising of my naked awareness. Body, speech, mind, great Guru, actualize all accomplishments. I awake to freedom from the fetter of belief in duality. My mind as it is unmade, at ease in every way. It is not made by the good deeds and qualities of the Buddha, and it is not bound in the prison of sinking, fogginess, and wavering. With my awareness shining with its brilliant, radiant, intrinsic light, actuality's vast mother and son will meet. So, not being dulled by the false friends encouraging complacency, I will lovingly befriend the good house of Shunyata. With this, Mother Actuality and her child will quickly meet. Then, from that time on, I will act with all my power for the benefit of sentient beings. I will perform the deeds of a bodhisattva. I will create a great wave of virtue for the benefit of others. I will gain the effective power to upturn and empty samsara. Sharing the offering. Ramyam Kyam Om Ahum. The mantra purifies, consecrates, and increases the offerings. The offering bowl of the emptiness of our open nature displays the offering of the clarity of our presence, revealing our all-inclusive kindness. Three jewels, three roots, and three enlightened modes, together with the Guru who encompasses you all. Please come here and enjoy the great happiness of these assembled offerings. With our palms held together at our hearts, we confess all our many breaches of vows, lapses, and faults. All deluding appearances and identifications are liberated within the infinitely hospitable ground and displayed within the primordial purity of open awareness. The four classes of guests must be completely satisfied. With all our accumulations of merit and wisdom complete, may benefit for self and other arise effortlessly. May all beings quickly awaken in the Buddha's realm of the four enlightened modes. Arranged by Zilmon Lingpa, Siar Lama, for easy reading. Oh, this excellent assembly of food offerings ornaments our enjoyment, so do not reject the pleasure. From this enjoyment, many different accomplishments arise. Yogis happily eat and enjoy these assembled offerings. The result is true accomplishment. Wonderful. Dedication of merit. By this virtue, by doing your practice, may all beings become inseparable from you, our Guru. May we all enjoy the rich happiness of this world and have the good fortune of our aware Guru. When merely the thought of helping others is more excellent than the worship of the Buddhas, it is unnecessary even to mention the greatness of striving for the happiness and welfare of all beings, without exception. Verse from Entering the Way of the Bodhisattva by Shantideva. Aspiration for the flourishing of Dharma. All difficulties without exception being pacified, and with harmonious conditions like the treasure of the sky. The teachings of the powerful victor, Lotus Source, must live long and shine brightly. Indestructible three-mode Guru, Lotus Source, grant us accomplishment. This comes from the book Lotus Source by Siar Lama and James Lowe. The original prayers in Tibetan with word-for-word translation and supplementary notes will be found within the book. Recorded by Wendy on the full moon night of November 2023.